It's time for Rowan County High School football on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pond, Cave Run Pharmacy, the Citizens Bank of Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books, The Fuzzy Duck, Caskey's Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, First National Bank, Holbrook Drugs, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Healy Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs Agent, St. Clair Regional Medical Center, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Kickoff is minutes away on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And this evening from the Marvin Moore Multipurpose Complex, Paul Ousley Stadium in Viking Field, on the campus of Round County Senior High School in Moorhead, it's a district contest between the host Vikings and the Johnson Central Golden Eagles. Hello everyone, I'm Randy Stacy along with Jared Stacy, set to describe all the action on WIVY 96.3 and WIVYradio.com. Johnson Central, coached by Jesse Peck, is 4-3 overall, 1-0 in the district. The Golden Eagles are coming off a 34-6 loss at unbeaten Corbin last week. Round County, coached by Kelly Ford, is 1-5 overall, 0-1 in the district. Round is coming off a 48-0 district loss at Ashland last Friday. We're playing on Thursday this week because of fall break in the Round County system. We'll talk with Viking head coach Kelly Ford when we come back shortly here on WIVY.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Our pregame show continues now with Coach Kelly Ford. Coach, it's been an odd week since we're playing on Thursday and it's fall break and whatever, but I know you at least had a sort of a chance to go back and look at video from the Ashland game.
Yeah, I mean, we did some really good things versus Ashland. You know, the guys came out and executed the game plan as planned. I mean, we're going to use all 40 seconds again this same week. These teams are bigger and stronger and faster than us and older than us, and we're just trying to find ways to that's going to give us a chance and a shot. I really liked our guys' way they competed last week and, you know, and came out and played a really good first half.
This just popped in my mind. Grass and turf, which way do our guys play the best?
Well, they love the turf. I mean, that's what we practice on all the time. I mean, once you get used to turf, it's really hard to revert back to grass. Anyway, they went out. You know, it was a little rocky at first at Ashland just to get used to the surface. But once they got going, I mean, our guys came out of the gate and played really well. So, you know, but most of our guys were fairly to be on the turf.
Well, you hurt Ashland's feelings a little bit. You kept it pretty close and was playing tight. But when they got the chance, they sort of, I don't want to say they ran it up, but they scored some points late that really weren't really an integral part of the game.
Oh, no. I mean, they were shocked. I mean, you can hear the fans booing and everything in the stands. And, they, you know, they thought they would it would be a running clock at halftime. But, you know, our guys really stepped up to the plate and battled with them. And, you know, they came out and executed the game plan and just came out and played really good football the first half. I mean, we had 2 drives in the first half. We got down there and shot ourselves in the foot with a holding call one time that we came away with no points. So that kind of puts your back on the wall whenever we're getting in the red zone and not getting points. And that's one of been our struggle bus all year.
How about injuries against Ashland in the Ashland game? I know you're going to make a few changes on the depth chart, but anybody really banged up?
No, I mean, Jackson still ain't 100%, but, you know, he's always going to tweak that ankle. It's just a high ankle sprain. You know, Clay Creech came back off his knee injury, and he tweaked his ankle on Friday. That's been starting right. He was his first start playing back with us. And then JT Judd, he rolled his ankle, and Mandy pulled him the rest of the game. So, but you know, he's been good to go all week. He's practiced. He missed a day of practice, so he's good to go this week.
Your freshmen look better every week.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a good class. You know, I know we've kind of permanently pulled 4 or 5 of them up and to play with us on Fridays. And, you know, they're not even playing with their normal groups on Monday. But, you know, those guys is real respected. I mean, even our varsity guys, I mean, have taken them under wing and guiding them. And so it's been a big help for us. And, you know, and like I said, that freshman class is a special class. So, you know, once we get them all together, I think things will start gearing up better.
Really nice to continue getting better with 3 more district games going.
Yeah, I mean, this week's preparation has been really good. I mean, I think coming out of the Ashland game, our guys got a little bit more confidence. I mean, I told them, you know, Monday it was fall break, and we had all 58 here at practice. Going on within the program is really good. Our kids like each other. I mean, they vibe off each other. They're a tight-knit group. We always tell them, you know, you got 4 years to play this game, and, you know, they're playing every snap to the tee.
We'll be back and talk about Johnson Central after this on WIVY. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Morning, noon, and bite. It's buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Choose from a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, and hash browns. For lunch, enjoy a McDouble, McChicken, six-piece chicken McNuggets, and more. Buy one, get one for $1. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Valid for product of equal or lesser value, cannot be combined with any other offer.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and the good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Back with segment two with Coach Kelly Ford, and this team is about 80-20 run pass.
Yeah, and, you know, one thing that Johnson Central brings to us is physicality, and it's going to be a physical football game. They're going to run the ball, and when in doubt, they're going to run, play action, go over the top. Up front, we got to be really good with our hands, keeping the linemen off our linebackers because, you know, they offensively, they line up in sprinter stances and they go. And you don't hardly see it out of most football teams, but that's their mentality. They like to take the contact to you and keep driving. And, you know, they got three really good backs that runs the ball really well. Those guys are, you know, they run the ball really hard and they're physical runners.
Primarily between the tackles?
Yeah, they're going to be in between tackles. They're going to run a lot of toss play a lot, and then they'll counter you back underneath a little bit. But, you know, for the most part, you know, they're in between the tackles, which we, you know, they call a play daylight, which gives you three options off of it. They either die to fullback, quarterback pulls it, or they run option off of it. That's one of their favorite plays that they like to do. But, you know, we just got to be disciplined and read keys and you know, going to have to go game tackle.
Well, as much as they like to run between the tackles, you know, they're a smart football team. And if you don't have contain, then they're going to get a big play on you.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that's, and they, you know, and Boyd played them, you know, decent. You know, the score on the, you know, once we watched the Boyd game on film, it, they, you know, it was closer, like, kind of like our Ashland game was in the first half. And then, you know, Johnson Central scored late, a few times to get the margin out there. But, overall, I mean, defensively, they're gonna run a five, a shade five nine, usually an odd front, we call it. Two linebackers, and play a lot of man coverage in the back end and bring different blitzes. And so that defensively, they're really sound as well. You know, I think that, you know, we'll have to, we'll attack them. I mean, we're going to run the football too. We try to base our stuff off of being physical as well. So, hopefully we have to match their physicality. And, you know, this game is going to be played in the trenches. And they play a lot of man and bring a lot of blitz. They don't play hardly any zone. They're always attacking style defense.
Yeah, probably 8-9 guys in the box.
Yeah, they'll have 8 or 9 up there. You know, and they dare you to throw the ball. It's what they do. And you know, they're gonna play run first, just like we're gonna try to do. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, like I said, it's gonna be one with those guys, those front seven up front.
They've got a good kicker. They always do. I'd say they're probably pretty strong all over on special teams.
Yeah, they punt the ball well. They kick it well. I mean, it's a good football team. I mean, they've played some really good teams this year. And, you know, they start out the year with the big win over Madison Central. And you got Pipe with Belfry, Breathitt, and then the school from Cincinnati. So they really played some good competition, and even throwing Corbin in there. Corbin, you know, they played Corbin to, it was 34-6 game, but, you know, Johnson Central scored first and, you know, had to leave for a while. And then, you know, Corbin. They're pretty good too. So that's one thing about our 4A, alignment. It's loaded, with teams this year.
So what are going to be the keys?
Number one, we got to master physicality. You know, we got to be physical with them. You know, we definitely got to, you know, got to play run. I mean, like I said, they're 80-20 coming to us, and you know, they're wanting to get those three backs into space. And you know, once they get there, you know, they're run physical, so we got to have to tackle well, swarm the football, and we'll have to be solid in our special teams with our punt team, you know, in case, you know, we get some three and outs and hope to flip the field a little bit to give ourselves a chance.
Our pregame show will continue after this on WIVY.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Shelby with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today, 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Adriana Allen singing our national anthem. There's no band tonight. Lots of folks not here tonight because of the fall break. But it is, the football teams are here. Round County's two soccer teams will play tomorrow night in the championship. Well, they've already played in that. They'll play this coming up in the region. The boys will be as a district winner, and the girls will be as a district runner-up. The 8th Annual Viking Challenge Tennis Tournament will be held October 13th, 14th, and 15th at the new Viking Tennis Complex at Round County Senior High School. There will be A, B, and C divisions in singles and doubles for men and women, boys and girls 18U and 14U singles and doubles divisions, mixed doubles A and B, and 40-plus and 50-plus parent and child division. Deadline for entries is Tuesday, October 10th at 11. Contact Mark Kidd at 606-356-4832 or email makidd01@yahoo.com. Entry fee is $20 per event. Trophies will be awarded to winners and runners-up in each division. Johnson Central opened the season with a big win over Madison Central, then lost to Pikeville and Belfry, defeated Breathitt County and Doan Community College out of Cincinnati, then beat Boyd County 53-14, then lost last week to Corbin 34-6. Round County opened with losses to Lawrence County and East Carter, defeated Bath County, and have since lost to Fleming County, Mason County, and Ashland. Tonight is Johnson Central, and next week another home game, the final home game of the season, and it will be against Boyd County, and that will be another district contest. We mentioned soccer as far as coming up, the regional. Of course, sophomore Athena Singh was third among individuals in the state girls golf tournament at Bowling Green on Monday and Tuesday. Tomorrow, Will Jones, freshman, will be an individual competitor in the boys' state. And again, that'll be tomorrow and the next day, no cut, and that will be Bowling Green Country Club. He'll tee off at 8:50 in the morning on tee number 10.
Downhill dogleg right, par 4. You got to really pull it left, or for him to be push it right to hit it out of bounds. But a good hole to start on.
Yeah, it's the number one handicap hole, I believe, on that course.
Yeah, because of its length, and they can really back it up to like 540. Probably won't do that in round one. Round two would expect them to back it up to make it by far the hardest hole. The tee shot itself, though, is a good opening tee shot because you can hit it pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, you want to get it rolling down that hill, though, and make your second shot a shorter one. That's a tough hole.
Johnson Central has won 9 in a row against Round County. Round County last won back on September 15, 2001. Almost kind of eerie to think about where our country was on that day, September 15, 2001. But that was the last time Round County defeated Johnson Central 40-20, and the Golden Eagles have rattled off 9 in a row since, and it's going to be a tough test today. There is no doubt about it. Randy, you want to talk a little bit about what we should look for in this Golden Eagle squad?
Well, because Jesse Peck is the coach, and, you know, it's kind of sad, you know. Never always agreed with what Jim Matney did, the way he coached, but, you know, he's no longer around. He passed away, but his son, actually, his youngest son, is starting at middle linebacker. He's a 5'11", 195-pound sophomore, and they say he's a good one, and they say he's almost like having a coach when you're doing the video and all like that. He knows a lot about that. They are going to play two tight ends. They're going to run the football, running probably between the tackles. They can throw it, but they're going to be in a wishbone or a wing T. They're going to be some type of option. And Jacob Grimm, the quarterback, does a really good job of running that offense. They don't list anybody as a wide receiver, just list two tight ends, but I'm sure they'll have some folks split out. Round County, well, they do the wing T, and there may be some surprises tonight. You know, they had a little bit of time to work on it, so we'll see how that goes. They may come up with something strange, and most people are healthy, and that's a good thing.
Kickoff between the Golden Eagles and the Vikings coming right up right here on WIBY.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings. Perfect for truck beds, brush guards, farm equipment, boats, trailers, and more. Line X of Moorhead also has truck accessories, including bed covers, hitches, and Nerf bars. Avoid damage from rust and everyday wear and tear. Call 784-1155 and protect your investment for life. Mention this ad and get 10% off your Line X protective coatings. Line X of Moorhead, located off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorheadKY.com.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials. And officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express. Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Power Star tractors from Montgomery Tractor have an unbeatable combination of power and utility. With 69 to 100 PTO horsepower, Power Star tractor will handle jobs in the field, the barnyard, and everywhere in between. Increase your productivity with best-in-class cab versatility and outstanding comfort. Plus, choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your needs. Find your Power Star at Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling, and Flemingsburg. Randy, are you in the search for a new tractor anytime soon?
No, I know a guy. I know a few guys, if you are.
Yep. Montgomery Tractor Sales, longtime sponsor of not just Viking Athletics, but just about everything we have here on our Gateway radio stations. As Johnson Central will jog out onto the field to kick off. And Peyton Daniel will be the one who will kick off. Deshaun Watson standing at his own 10. White tops with Gold pants, black helmets, black lettering and numerals for Johnson Central. All green for Round County with white lettering and numerals. And this is a little swift kick that's going to be fielded at the 45-yard line. And going down quickly, that was Chris Cross just past the 40. We'll see where the spot is. It's at the 41, and that's where the Vikings will start first and 10. For Round County, it is 6-foot junior Abram Norton who will run the offense for Round County. Norton has 5 touchdown passes, 5 interceptions. He's 36 of 75 for 2 yards shy of 700 yards.
Last week, Round County had the play clocks up at Ashland. They're going to have to use the back judge this time to run the clock down.
That is Dave Anderson, our back judge. Referee here is tonight is Brian Taylor. As Richardson will get the pitch in motion, moving to the near sideline from Norton, and he maybe got back to the original line of scrimmage. All the way across the right hash, and second and 10 upcoming. Will Richardson on the season, 111 yards. That is 25th rushing attempt. I guess technically that may go in the scorebook as a pass.
Shouldn't have been. They don't have that particular forward pass in.
Norton in the shotgun. A couple tight ends left with the receiver left. Snap and the handoff. Will go to J.T. Judd, and he's tackled in the backfield behind the 40-yard line. On that stop there was Brady Farr. Third and 13 in Round County. Third and long on their first possession early here in quarter one.
I haven't counted how many were in the box. Could be 8 or 9, but, you know, especially now on third down, it probably won't be that many up in the box.
Norton jogging back towards the middle of the field. Mention who the rest of our officials are here in this one. Joe Coldiron's our umpire. Head linesman Dave Fields. Line judge Aiden Johnson and Dave Anderson are back judge like we talked about. Norton on third and 13. Johnson Central almost jumps off sides. Keeping it is Norton, and he maybe gained a yard on the play. Fourth down upcoming, and that was not Norton actually who got that direct snap. We'll have to see who it was. Judd was the one who got the direct snap. So fourth and 11, they say he gained 2, and punting unit will come on.
That was the beast formation they said to watch for when it's a direct snap and a lot of guys in the backfield.
Norton is actually set up to punt. Watson was the long snapper. For Johnson Central, Seth Davis standing at his own 28-yard line to our right, set to return this one. Norton takes the snap. Norton, wobbly punt, good distance, hits at the 32-yard line, and it's almost muffed. And it technically is muffed by Davis, but he quickly hops back on it as it hit at the 32, hit off his knee. But he was able to keep possession, and at their own 24-yard line, it'll be Golden Eagles first and 10. For the Golden Eagles, Jacob Grimm will be who leads that offense. 6'3 senior, sits at 200 pounds. Grimm on the season, 5 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, only 34 pass attempts, a little bit shy of 500 yards. But 3 players with over 440 yards rushing, and first play they call Conley's number, and he runs off right tackle and gets a good chunk, 9, maybe 10 yards. Richardson gets the tackle, but a good start for the Golden Eagles on their first drive as we are almost 3 minutes in first quarter here on Viking Hill.
Gain of 9 on the play, bring it 2nd and 1.
Those counters that Johnson Central run regularly, boy, they're hard to read. And they get them a lot of big yardage.
3 running backs in the backfield behind the quarterback, Grimm. This time they give it to the first man through, who pushes across for the first down on 2nd and 1.
Logan Morrow on the carry for Johnson Central.
And Morrow on that carry out to the 44 of Johnson Central.
First down, Golden Eagles.
Mentioned Coach Matney. I was actually doing a little research, prep work for this game, and when I searched Johnson Central on Google, the first article happened to be when they named the field after him a few years ago. Running to the near sideline, Conley on the handoff. He's going to gain 5 before a scrum breaks out right at midfield at the 49, 50-yard line, they'll say. Gain of 6 on the play. 2nd and 4.
To right at midfield. Ball placed on the 50-yard line. Gain of.
Grimm jogs back in. Grimm will go under center with those two running backs and a fullback behind him. Grimm takes the snap. Morrow gets the handoff. He's the first man through, and he's tackled right at the first down marker. It looks like we may have a third and short scenario. As Logan Morrow, 5'11", sophomore. Second time we've mentioned him, he's got 3 touchdowns, and they will give a first down to the 46-yard line of Round County. The Golden Eagles go.
Kelly Ford walks up to Davey Field and say, Davey, you really think that got to the first down marker?
Well, it's 1st and 10, but the box says it's 3rd down. It is promised it's 1st down as it's a quarterback keeper running around the right edge, Grimm.
Quarterback keeper number 7, Jacob Grimm. And 2 on the play.
Gains 2 across the 45 down to the 44. Host of Vikings there getting in on the tackle. Now left side, Owen was there. Along with a few others, 2nd and 8 from the Viking 44. Almost midway through the first quarter, we're scoreless. Grimm takes the snap, hands off to, that's going to be the 3rd man through, Conley. And he gets pushed down right at the first down marker from the 45 down to the 35. First down, Golden Eagles. This will be the definition of driving, Randy. Be shocked to see him throw it anytime soon.
Probably 6 yards in a cloud of dust. 3.
From the Viking 35, new set of chains. Quarterback lays it in the lap this time. Looks like Barnes. I beg your pardon? Could not tell.
Carter Hunt.
I was going to say they swarmed him up so quick after a gain of 4. Down to the 31. I could not see who it was. Carter Hunt sporting 29. He's back there with Conley and Morrow.
He's still wearing 6.
6 tonight. Okay. Mm-hmm. That would be why my roster would be all pilfery for Round County wearing a new number tonight. As they hand it to Conley, running on a end around to the near sideline, across the 25 to the 20 to the 16, but a flag back in the area of holding, and it is going to be a hold against Johnson Central. And that's going to back it up a good distance.
It's going to be 2nd and 16 from the 41. Everything works the way it should.
The ball at the Round County 41-yard line.
2nd and 15 is what they're actually going to say. 2nd and 16 is what it looks like to me, actually. So either way, 2nd and long. And Grimm will go under center. Grimm will hand off to Conley, running right up the middle. Conley pulling Round County Vikings with him, breaks a tackle, breaks another inside the 10, pushed down from behind by Richardson, and a flag comes behind late. Maybe a face mask, horse collar possibly, as that flag sits over on the 6-yard line across the far hash. It was a first down run as Conley was shredding tacklers, and it is a face mask. I thought I saw a head whip back or shoulder pads whip back, so that's going to move it half the distance to the goal down to the 3-yard line. I don't know who it was, but Conley literally had his jersey being held by a Viking, dragging him from about the 20 down inside the 15. Johnson Central from the 3. Grimm hands off, running right up the middle, and it's a touchdown, Golden Eagles. We'll have to wait for the pile to get back up to see who gets credit for the touchdown. And that's going to be Morrow. Logan Morrow, 5'11", sophomore. Gets the touchdown run from 3 yards out with 5:18 left here in the first quarter. Peyton Daniel, the place kicker, will come on to kick. Lefty. On the hold is Dalton Matney. It's a bad snap. Matney not able to get the hold down in a good enough spot, and the kick's blocked as it went right into the line. Extra point, no good. Brown County will get the kick off as Johnson Central punches it in first. 6-0 Golden Eagles lead early here on WIBY.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the 9 locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
JT Judd takes that kick off from the 25 after a little swoop kick, takes it out past the 30 to the 32 as officials, they've got plans later tonight. They're in a hurry, not giving us the full 60 seconds there. But either way, 32-yard line of Brown County, they'll have it first and 10 as Johnson Central scores first, Randy.
You know, they took it and went right down the field. Brown County was, you know, 3 and out. And, you know, they're going to be hard to stop. Round County's got to score some to stay anywhere close to them.
Norton will be in the shotgun. Judd off his left hip. Norton takes the snap. Quick pass out in the flat is complete to Owen. Owen has it down to the 35, or out to the 35-yard line. Gain of 3, where he's going to be swarmed there by Caleb Barnes from a defensive back position under 5 minutes first quarter.
Johnson Central normally does not play a lot of zone. We talked about it on the pregame. Without playing zone, you know, there may be a way for Owen to, you know, get behind a defensive back.
2nd and 7.
This looks like the beast.
Definitely a goofy formation with, it's like Judd going to get the direct snap. Two running backs and a fullback to his left, and Judd does take the direct snap, and he follows blockers to the left side. And he's going to be tackled shy of the 40 out to the 38-yard line, 3rd down and 5 coming up. 3rd and 4, excuse me.
It's a little Auburn package. But Brown County's going to call it the beast.
From their own 38, they need to get to the 42. Norton jogs over and steps into the huddle. Norton will take the snap now. Judd to his right. Richardson and Pelfrey off to the left. Norton takes the snap, passes down the field, complete to Owen at the 40. He dropped it. Good hit from behind by J.D. Morris right as soon as Owen got it. He was going to be about a yard shy of the first down, but it's knocked free. And that'll bring up 4th and 4. Seth Davis will go back to return this punt. He'll stand a few steps inside his 30-yard line. Norton standing at his own 25 right hash to punt. Good snap. Norton has it blocked. It is going to be blocked by Ryan Rice. Ball's on the ground inside the 20 and smothered by Seth Kilbert.
That was not the fault of Norton. That was not the fault of Deshaun Watson. It was a good snap. I just could not block that one defender.
Ryan Rice is the defender Randy is alluding to. He blocked that with his chest almost. I don't know who that was trying to block him, Randy, but they are going to dread watching film upcoming this week. So Johnson Central from the Round County 17. Great field position. The snap and the handoff to Conley. Conley around the end, down to the 11-yard line. Second down.
Brings the ball down near the Vikings 11-yard line. Gains six on the play. Bring up second and four.
Ball just off the right hash. Second and short. Grimm jogs in from the sideline with the play call. Tight end each way. In motion goes Conley to the right. They hand off to the running back, Morrow. Morrow gets the first down, but does not get the touchdown. He's down at the five, so it's going to be first and goal from the five. Drug down from behind. Looked like Owen may have got a hand on them at the end. Definitely had some help. Ball right hash, first and goal. Grimm will go under center. One receiver spread out wide left. Grimm takes the snap and the handoff running to the left side, and it is going to be a touchdown. That's going to be Carter Hunt, who runs it in, coming across the motion, getting the handoff. And it is 12-0 Johnson Central, 2:31 left in this first quarter. Johnson Central will go for two.
Peyton Daniel, correction, Johnson Central, going for the two-point conversion.
Grimm under center. Grimm takes the snap and the handoff to Conley, and the two-point conversion is there. 14-0. Johnson Central leads Round County, 2:31 left in the first quarter. We're going to keep it right here and talk a little bit about some other action going on around the state tonight. One game truly of interest involving teams in the area. Pike Central at Shelby Valley. This game kicked off same time as this one. Looking at the games tomorrow night, big matchup up in Boyd County. Ashland Blazer at Boyd County. George Rogers Clark heading to Lexington will face off against Bryan Station. Fleming County in Grayson at East Carter. Mason County at Harrison County. McGoffin at Lawrence. Montgomery County at Madison Southern. Paris at Nicholas County. Estill County at Powell County. Raceland hosting Fairview. Lewis County at Russell. And Bath County at West Carter.
Back to the block punt. Three plays, 17 yards and 51 seconds. Carter Hunt, five run. Conley with a run. That's where we stand. 14-0, Golden Eagles.
Schwib kick right at Cross, and Cross is going to cross the 35-yard line to the 40. Cuts back to the middle of the field, and he's going to be yanked down at the 42-yard line on the tackle, Carter Hunt. That was crisscross, to be specific.
Where the Vikings will take over, first and 10.
And it will be the 42-yard line, Round County, first and 10. Trailing 14-0. Sad news before this game that the Chicago Bears released in the last 24 hours. Dick Butkus has passed away, age 80. Pro Bowler in eight of his nine seasons with the Bears. Hall of Famer. First and 10 from their own 42. The beast package that Kelly Ford alluded to, JT Judd, will take the direct snap, and he's going to follow those blockers to the left side. Pelfrey leading the way, and Judd maybe gains a yard or two. What were your memories of Dick Butkus? Anything off the top of your head?
He would hit you. Well, he would hit me. He hit anybody that he could.
I'm thankful he didn't hit you.
That is a manly defensive line Johnson Central has out there.
And I think one key factor is the wrestling program.
Absolutely. We've talked about that on numerous occasions on Viking Sports Extra. You know, the teams like Ashland and Russell, you know, they have wrestling programs there. Their line, you know, gets a big help from that.
Second and nine, beast package with JT Judd and three others in the backfield off to his left. Judd will take the snap. And he's stuffed at the line, third and long coming. And want to be clear, it is a wrestling program, not a wrestling program.
No gain on the play. Brings up third and nine for the Vikings.
Third and nine from the own 43 Round County. another third down scenario. First quarter has 1 minute left in it. And Norton jogging back out onto the field after getting the play call. Owen, receiver right, Richardson and a flanker right. Bad snap, Norton picks it up, looking to pass, going deep down the sideline. Owen stops, and there is going to be an incomplete pass. On the coverage was Weston Judd. They got tangled up, and the officials keep the flags in the pockets.
4th and 9 for the Vikings.
About a 20, 25-yard pass down the near sideline, and 4th down upcoming.
Needed it over his outside shoulder. You might have had a chance to catch it instead of the inside shoulder.
Norton will go into punting formation. Johnson Central will send back Seth Davis. Wonder if any of these football players are out on the baseball diamond for good old Sean Hall.
I'd say there's some of them.
Sean Hall played at Moorhead way back in the day, now the longtime head coach at Johnson Central. Has a good snap to Norton. End over end punt, not the longest, as
that's
it's
a
going
hold.
To hit at the 37-yard line. Going to take a Round County kick down to the 33, as someone just got purely tackled from Round County at the 45-yard line of Johnson Central. An obvious hold.
A lot of flags.
Normally, I don't like it when when Randy yells something during a play, but when it's that obvious, you got to add the emphasis. I mean, everyone saw that in the facility.
A 15-yard penalty from the 33-yard line.
So we'll wait till the officials get done pacing this one off. 22 seconds left, first quarter, 14-0. Johnson Central from their own 23-yard line. Moorhead State hosting Dayton Saturday at 1. You can catch that game right here on WIBY. As Grimm will go under center, he will turn and hand off. That's to Conley. Conley bounces out wide, and he's got plenty of room. 40, 50, 40, 30. Watson hanging on his coattail across the 20 and shoves him out of bounds at the 21. No flags. Huge gain there for Johnson Central.
The first and 10, Johnson Central from the Vikings.
Kentucky has a somewhat meaningful football game this Saturday.
Twixt the hedges.
Number 20, Kentucky at number 1, Georgia. 7 o'clock kickoff. Prime time on ESPN, the flagship.
Yards on that play.
Grimm will go under center from the Viking 21, first and 10. This probably will be the last play of this quarter as he hands it off to Conley, bouncing out right inside the 20 in the red zone. And that'll do it for the first quarter. 14-0, Johnson Central in the red zone. Second quarter when we come back here on WIBY.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
At the end of tonight's game, we'll be selecting the St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game.
At halftime, we'll have Bill Redwine as our special guest. Bill is the chairman of the board of the hospital. He also works for Gateway Area Development, delivering meals, and he's president of the Moorhead Optimist Club, which helps out a lot of school programs.
True story, yesterday I ran out to our family's property that has been part of the family for many, many years, and had to grab a few things that I'd left out there. And on my way back, no joke, I passed my brother about a mile out, and then about another mile down the road, Bill Redwine on the back roads out there delivering meals out on 1167. So, Bill, great, great stuff he does there. As Johnson Central wasting no time. First play from scrimmage, and they put another 6 points on the board. 18 yards out, the quarterback Graham turns and hands it off to Conley, and he goes pretty much untouched around the right edge. 20-0. 6 seconds. That was quick from 18 yards out. Wasting no time whatsoever.
Peyton Daniel on to attempt the extra point for Johnson Central.
Peyton Daniel will be on to attempt the extra point. The kick is up. And the kick is good. 21-0. 6 seconds in, second quarter. All Johnson Central. There is another football game of significant interest tonight in the National Football League. The Chicago Bears facing off against the Washington Commanders. The Bears are looking for any sign of anything positive. 0-4 on the year. Commanders 2-2. That game on Prime Video.
3 plays, 21 yards and 28 seconds. First 2 plays in the first quarter. Last play in quarter number 2.
Again, this game not tape delayed or anything like that. If you're tuning in saying, well, what's high school football going on a Thursday for? Handful of circumstances at play, fall break being the main indicator and main factor. As Watson will go back to return, 21-0, Johnson Central leading. This is a Schwib kick that is going to hit off a Round County Viking and deflect away back to the 42-yard line. Who fell on it? Johnson Central saying they have it, and they do. It took an awkward kick to the left, hit off a hand of a Viking, and Johnson Central will get it right back.
He stuck his arm out, I guess, because of the bad bounce. And when you do that, you deflect it back toward the kicking team, you're not going to get it.
So from the Round County 42, Johnson Central, 1st and 10. Graham takes the snap, but a lot of movement. False start going to be called on Johnson Central. Back it up 5 yards.
Changed the formation, and it caused a little miscommunication. For the Golden Eagles.
Nobody knew what was going on. So that'll back it up to the Viking 47.
First to 15, Johnson Central from the Viking 47-yard line.
Snap and the handoff running near sideline. Conley around the edge, gets across the 35 to the 30. First down, down to the 25 as the rain starts to fall here at Paul Ousley Stadium. And people are getting out ponchos and umbrellas in a hurry. At the 25-yard line, Birchfield gets them down. 1st and 10, Johnson Central.
1st and 10 from the Viking 25-yard line.
After all that running between the tackles, and then they lose contain when they go really way outside for the first time.
Graham takes the snap and the handoff to Barnes. Barnes is going to be stuffed at the line. He actually lost a yard. Back to the 26, 2nd and 11. Met at the line of scrimmage.
Barnes leading rusher for this team. 100 carries, 562 yards coming in. They have four rushers at 326 yards or more.
We have second and 11 for Johnson Central.
Second and 11 from the right hash. Grimm will go back under center. 21-0, 1 minute into this second quarter. It's pitched out to the left to Barnes. Barnes gets to the 20, met there as a scrum breaks out. Still on his feet across the 15, and that's a first down. Nice job by Hudson Lewandowski as he was really pushing the pile. Jogging off, needing a breather, was Colton Bishop. He also was in on that.
230, 265, 210, 225, and 285 across the front line for Johnson Central on the offensive side.
Grimm with the running back on to Steve Chip, gives to Barnes. Barnes met at the line of scrimmage and stuffed back. Handful of Vikings there. Try to see if we can get who got their hands on him first. It's going to be the last Viking up. Tough to make out a number.
Jackson Hamilton was one of the group, but he was not the one getting up last.
Dominic Justice is who that was. And he did get back to the line of scrimmage, so no gain, second and 10 in the red zone, Johnson Central. Snap, handoff to the first man through. That's Morrow. Logan Morrow from a fullback spot. Gets five or so on the play. Inside the 10 at the 6. There is room to get a first down and not score. Third and 4, 6 to get the touchdown. Four down territory for sure for Johnson Central here. Snap, handoff to Barnes. Bouncing off left tackle. He's going to be short of the first down marker at the 3. And it's close, but it is going to be fourth and short. Johnson Central, no surprise at all, going to keep the offense out on the field as Grimm will jog from the sideline with the play call.
From the 3-yard line.
Ball inside the 3. They just need to touch the 2 to get the first down. In motion goes Conley. They pitch to Conley around the right edge, and he scores.
Carter Conley
on the fourth down try, punches it in, and it's 27-0. Johnson Central showing why they are no doubt a top 10 team in 4A.
Peyton Daniel up to hit the extra point.
Daniel on for the extra point to make it 28-0. 8:39 second quarter. Kick is up, and the kick is good. All Johnson Central first half here on Viking Hill on WIVY.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
Second quarter, all Johnson Central, 28-0. Watson back to return. JT Judd back as well with them, standing just inside the 20 as Daniel hits a Schwib kick that is going to be fielded at the 35-yard line. That fielded by Cameron Cross, and he'll get out to the 38-yard line where Round County will start first and 10. And to no surprise, this Johnson Central team finding a lot of success on the ground. A little bit of rain, though, Randy, as we mentioned. Umbrellas being busted out. A few ponchos. I brought my umbrella in case it was raining on the walk back to the car. So 38-yard line, Round County, first and 10, 8:35. Both teams have all three timeouts remaining. As Norton will take the snap, hand off to Judge, it's a reverse. He gives off to Richardson coming around near sideline, and he's tackled behind the line of scrimmage. That was read like a book by Johnson Central and Weston Jade. Jade saw that one, the hold way coming around the end.
I believe that's one of those good Johnson Central names, Jude.
Or Jude, excuse me. It is Jude. I totally thought that was an A. Second and 15, back to 33, under 8. Left second quarter, Norton takes the snap. Quick throw to Owen over the middle, complete across the 40. Ball's loose. It's on the ground and hit into the lap of a Johnson Central player, but they're saying he was forward progress. He's going to be marked down at the 43, and that's a good call. His forward progress got him out to the 43. He didn't fumble it till back at maybe the 41. And the official saying that he had whistled it down.
At the Viking 44-yard line.
See, that rain that came in brought in a little bit of a chilliness to in the air.
Of course, bringing a lot of chilliness by tomorrow night.
Third and 5 for Round County. Norton jogs in as Owen comes out. Norton with the play call. Johnson Central has Greenup County and Ashland Blazer left. Round County has Boyd County, Greenup County, West Carter. Two receivers right, one left. Norton will take the shotgun snap, hands off to JT Judd, and he's not going to lose yardage.
Brought down at the
across the 40 to the 41, but he's still negative yards on the play. That's going to bring up fourth down and Norton on the putt. Caleb Barnes will go back to return. Barnes standing at his own 27, and that snap is way over the head of Norton. This is going to go back off the, it's going to be inside the 10. Norton unable to handle it, and it's now then going to be picked up by Johnson Central at the 4-yard line. Norton tried to fall on it on the 10, kind of bounced off his chest, and then touched down at the 4-yard line.
Ball is placed on the Viking 5-yard line. The first and goal, Johnson Central.
So first and goal for Johnson Central. It's at the 4. That ball was so high over his head. I mean, that ball was 15, 18 feet up in the air.
And Deshaun Watson's done a great job of snapping. That was the first bad snap he's had, but it was not good.
It was way over there. And then instead of just trying to fall on it, it looked like maybe he was trying to scoop and maybe run with it, but Grimm under center. Grimm will take the snap, bootleg rolling out to his left, and just throws it out of bounds. Grimm. Incomplete.
Well, about the pass, short ball away. No gain on the play. Second goal from the 5 for Johnson Central.
Second and goal from the 5. And to say there's little to no energy in both sets of crowds right now would be an understatement. With the rain here now, Grimm takes the snap, hands it off, first man through. That's Morrow, and he punches it in for 6.
In the Ashland Daily Independent circular on football, Coach Peck for Johnson Central described Morrow's with tree trunk legs or whatever. He runs that way.
Johnson Central is going to go for 2.
Johnson Central keeps their offense on the field. Going for the 2-point conversion.
5:49. Second quarter. Snap, handoff to Morrow, and he'll punch it in. 4-2.
Morrow won the carry for a two-point conversion.
36-0.
With 5:49 remaining. In the first half,
you're missed. If we didn't mention another massive, massive game going on in the state in college football this weekend, and Louisville is hosting a massive, massive game against Notre Dame. Notre Dame ranked 10th, 5-1. Louisville just creeped into the top 25 at 5-0, and it's pretty cool. When you look at the TV sheet, Randy, for Saturday night, 7 o'clock on ESPN, you have University of Kentucky at Georgia. And then over on ABC at 7:30, you've got Notre Dame at Louisville.
Wow.
Big-time stuff right there. Satterfield and Crump, no doubt, have their teams clicking. And right now, Johnson Central, they really seem to be clicking.
Ball in play for Johnson Central.
5:49, second quarter, 36-0. They are in full control over Round County.
Well, they got taken to the woodshed last week by a very good Corbin team, and that they did not intend for that happening this one.
Well, I'll make a comment after this kickoff about what we said on our ride home from Ashland last week. As Daniel kicks this one straight away, and Watson fields at the 18-yard line, across the 25 to the 30, cuts back to the left at the 32-yard line, and then runs into a wall and swarmed up shy of the 35. Randy and I rode together to Ashland last week, and whenever we had gotten in the car, I was looking at some scores on the way home, and one of the first ones I saw was the margin of victory that Corbin had, and I don't know if it was you or me, but immediately said the comment and said, ooh, they're going to come in fired up. That was no surprise at all. 35-yard line, first and 10, Round County.
Will be a running clock for the remainder of the game.
And we will have a running clock for the remainder of the game. In basketball, that does not start until the second half. In football, it starts immediately once someone gets the 35-point lead. That's going to be a dump-off pass by Norton to Grayson Smith. A nice chunk, first down across the 45. And they'll put it right on the 45, but that is enough for the first.
First down for Round County.
And for those wondering the reasoning for football starting the running clock before the start of the second half and basketball not, reason number one, basketball, you're more apt to come back from 35 down. And then also football, it's a safety aspect. If a game's at 35 points or more, players would be more apt to get hurt due to size issues and football being a more physical sport. So those are the two reasonings there for those people curious. From their own 45, Round County first and 10. Norton from the shotgun takes the snap, dumps it off to Owen in the flat near sideline, and he's swarmed by three straight Johnson Central Golden Eagles. Logan Castle leading the way.
One on the play. We're at second and 11 for the Vikings.
Stay tuned at the half. Bill Redwine, Optimist Club president, chairman of the board at St. Clair, and about 15 other things that I'm probably forgetting that he'll talk about in our halftime interview. Randy and him sat down and chatted.
Talked about things like the drama department and things like that the Optimist Club helps at the school.
Shotgun snap, Norton, bootleg. Rolling out to his right, looking, pump fakes, heaves it deep down the field, trying to find Birchfield. Birchfield lays out for it, but they say it skipped into his lap and hit off the turf. That was inside the 30 as Norton slung that one down the field.
Third and 11 for the Vikings.
And now third and 11 upcoming. Left hash, their own 44.
A pretty good pass there. He didn't leave it where it could be the route could be jumped and have another pick, but just out of the reach of Birchfield.
Brown County and no rush. As we will have a running clock for the remainder of this game. Two and a half. Second quarter. Norton on third and 11. Richardson goes in motion. Norton takes the snap, blitz from Johnson Central. Norton throws down the field, and it's going to be picked off at the Johnson Central 37-yard line. Braden Shepherd will get the interception.
Ball will be placed on the Johnson Central 35-yard line.
Clock rolling, 2 minutes, second quarter.
Correct, the ball will be placed on the Golden Eagles 36-yard line.
Paul Ousley Stadium, Viking Field, where we're at. Johnson Central, like Randy mentioned, coming off that loss to Corbin, 34-6 last week. They're wanting to make a statement.
Those two young men on the Corbin team, defensive end and an outside linebacker who had committed to Michigan, decommitted, now committed to go to Kentucky.
Oh, you just hate to see it. You just hate to see it for those Michigan fans. Darn the luck. Well, 120 left here in this first half, and let's see how aggressive Johnson Central and their head coach, Jesse Peck, want to be as Johnson Central hands it off to the first man through. Look like Conley.
Bryson Music on the carry for Johnson Central.
No music, excuse me. As they both got up side by side. New quarterback in Austin Sloan for Johnson Central. Sloan 6'2", 160 and a freshman. And a gain of 9 out to the 44, second and 1. Sloan will go under center. Sloan takes the snap, hands off to the first man through, Bryson Music again, to the Round County 45. 30 seconds left in this first half. All Johnson Central. And timeout called by Johnson Central. And the clock should stop, even with the timeout.
I think they're just going to run it out.
Never mind. Some of the players acted like a timeout, but they're just going to let the time run out, like Randy mentioned. And two quarters in the books, 36-0. Johnson Central looking for their 10th straight victory over Round County, and they're well on their way. Halftime when we come back here on WIQI.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you. Whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day, the Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morning, noon, and bite. It's buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Choose from a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, and hash browns. For lunch, enjoy a McDouble, McChicken, six-piece chicken McNuggets, and more. Buy one, get one for $1. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Valid for product of equal or lesser value, cannot be combined with any other offer.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small-town pharmacy. Old-fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Johnson Central 14 points in the first quarter, 22 in the second, and here at the half, it is 36 to nothing. Golden Eagles, they scored with 5:18 to go in the first quarter. Logan Morrow, a 3-yard run. They scored with 2:31 to go in the first quarter. Carter Hunt, a 5-yard run. On to the second quarter, they scored with 11:54 to go. Carter Conley, an 18-yard run. With 8:39 to go in the second, Carter Conley, a 3-yard run. And then with 5:49 to go in the second quarter, Logan Morrow, a 4-yard run. And all Johnson Central here in this one. We do have a nice halftime feature coming up for you with, had a chance to sit down and talk with Bill Redwine about numerous things. And we'll have that when we come back after this on WIVY.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whitaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whitaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Your halftime feature tonight has a lot to do with community involvement, with community involvement with the school system. And we have as a guest Bill Redwine. Bill is the president of our Optimus Club, who's a supporter of Round County Sports on radio. He also works with the Gateway Area Development District some, and he's also on the board at the hospital. So, Bill, give us a little bit more, a little more detail about what you do.
Well, you know, Randy, thanks for having me on, you know, on tonight. You know, I believe in giving back to the community, and Muhammad Ali once said that community service is the rent that we pay for living on this great planet, and I've taken that to heart. I'm on the board of directors for the Gateway Area Development District, and through that, I have gotten involved since COVID with delivering meals to shut-in senior citizens, kind of a Meals on Wheels program. Then, you know, you mentioned that the hospital board. Yes, I was very fortunate to be elected chairman of the board in July, and that is a passion of mine to help make sure we can provide health care to the citizens of not only Round County, but the nine counties that St. Clair Healthcare primarily serves. You know, the proclamation from the Sisters of Notre Dame when that hospital was established 60 years ago, which we're celebrating this year, was to expand God's goodness through the healing process in this region. And we've still maintained that for 60 years with St. Clair.
Speaking of 60 years anniversary.
Yes. And the Optimus Club, which I'm fortunate to be president of, and you're a member of course, we'll be celebrating 60 years next year. We were founded in 1964 as a chapter of Optimus International, which is based in St. Louis and has about 3,500 clubs spread out literally around the world. So the Optimus Club, we're very fortunate with our bingo operation to be able to provide funding for lots of youth programs in this area that quite honestly probably wouldn't be able to exist or carry on without our support. Things that are very near and dear to us, we've always been for the last 5 years, have been a major sponsor of the theater program at Round County Senior High School, and we try to sponsor their spring musical every year, which is just phenomenal to see those kids on stage and with the talents that we have here in Round County. Then the other program that has been one of our long-standing support programs is the Gifted Program's trip to Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, this week they have, I think, 30-plus kids that with some chaperones that are visiting Washington, D.C. and all of the important sites in and around Washington. We're able to support that program and pay for 10 kids to go. That's about a $9,000 investment every year for us as a club, but we feel so strongly about it that it's kind of a no-brainer, and we just plan on doing it every year. And if there's, you know, one kid that our support can save them from something bad or enable them to do something good, then it's a win for us.
Our charitable gaming license is 001694, because we're going to talk a little marketing right now. We operate under direction of the Department of Charitable Gaming of Kentucky. There's nothing unbecoming of our bingo operation.
Correct. We pride ourselves on, you know, we have one of the very best operations in the state. We have at least a quarterly inspection by a representative from the Department of Charitable Gaming, and we have, knock on wood, never had any kind of a major violation. We've been, you know, warned about some paperwork or just informed about some paperwork that we weren't aware of, but we have pretty good reputation in Frankfort with that. And that program with our through our charitable bingo every Friday and Saturday night at Cave Run Bingo and Farmers is what enables us to support these youth programs that we're able to do. You know, for example, this weekend, tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, when we open the doors, we have a raffle that's called the Queen of Hearts. It's a $1 a chance raffle, and at the end of the night, somebody gets to will draw a ticket, and they get to pick a card from a laminated board that we have no idea where the card is because we buy this board from one of our gaming suppliers. But if they find the Queen of Hearts under that board, when we open tomorrow night, the jackpot is going to be $11,076. We'll sell tickets all night long for that and then draw it at the end of the night. So very likely it will be, it could be up near $12,000 by the time we draw the ticket tomorrow night. That lucky winner will win 70% of whatever is in the jackpot. The other 30% goes to one of the youth charities that we support every year.
We have some young members, but there's a lot of us old members in this club, and we think about that. And we do have a scholarship fund.
Yes, we started an endowment a few years ago, and with that we award a scholarship every year for a student from Round County to go to Morehead State University, and that because we have done them each year, they're now rotating off. So we'll have four students at all times at Morehead State University that has received an Optimus Club scholarship, and we call it the Founder Scholarship because we did it in honor of those founding members that established the club in 1964.
That's Bill Redwine, and I'm Randy Stacy. We'll be back with more at halftime after this on WIVY.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance here in Morehead. Need some extra cash? Think Eagle Finance. Thinking about fixing up the house this fall or needing a few car repairs? Whatever the reason, come see us at Eagle Finance. We are located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings, and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Well, Randy Stacy, along with Jared Stacy, we're sort of at the mercy of the guys out there with funny-looking striped shirts as to whether we're going to put a three-minute warm-up period up or if we're going to start playing football.
We are going to put 3 minutes up because our referee, Brian Taylor, just stuck three fingers up and is now looking towards the scoreboard, waiting for those 3 minutes to go up. The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor Sales introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You'll enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling in Flemingsburg. Three-cylinder engine. That's something I've never heard of before.
Well, I don't imagine we're going to have this warm-up period here because the officials don't want to have any issues or whatever. Johnson Central's already on the field. We're ready to receive.
While we have a second, obviously a very lopsided game, Round County trailing 36-0. And I want to mention, just got sent to me by my brother, and I saw it earlier this today. A pretty cool addition coming to a CVG airport restaurant. Skyline Chili is unveiling a new breakfast menu at the CVG Skyline location. And Randy rolling his eyes directly to my left. If it was Gold Star, I'm sure he'd try it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, no doubt. Johnson Central, though, folks, kind of a double whammy of solid, solid football team. Coming off a blowout loss to one of the better teams in the state last weekend, so they had that chip on their shoulder. And Round County with the or Johnson Central, Randy, with the size advantage over Round County. Once they get those runners, running backs running downhill, it's hard to get them stopped.
Yeah, it's hard to read. You know, Round's just really struggling to read the blocks, to read the keys.
Round County will kick off. It will be Deshaun Watson to kick off from our right to left. Ryan Rice back to return. Also back there, McCourt, and also Cruz Conley.
Your good friend Ted McCourt from up in Johnson Central Way. That is some of his relatives that are out there on the field.
Ted, a fellow broadcaster, broadcasted plenty of games for local radio stations and Morehead State University. Now works with Isaiah House. Absolutely great organization. Deshaun Watson set to kick this one off. He's got the ball laying dead sideways. So this one's going to come off funky for sure. And it's a swivel kick that is going to be fielded at the 30-yard line. That's picked up by Rice across the 35, running all the way to the far sideline across the 40. Ripped down from behind by Will Richardson on the tackle across the 40. And that clock will roll. It won't stop for anything. Obviously, a major stoppage in play, like a weather delay or an injury, would stop it. But it's going to roll. 43-yard line, Johnson Central, their own 43, first and 10. Ball on that left hash. Austin Sloan in at quarterback. Jacob Graham's night is over. Sloan will turn and hand off to the first man through. That is going to be Bryson Music across midfield into Viking territory. Drug down by Richardson again.
Gain of 9 on the play. The second and 1, Johnson Central, from the Viking.
Second and 1, he got down to the 40, or down to the 48. Under center will go Sloan. A fullback and two running backs behind him in the backfield.
hand it off to the third man through, and he gets around the edge. That is going to be Hunt, who gets across the 35 out at the 30. New set of chains.
Takes out of bounds by number 3, Deshaun Watson. Ball placed at the 30-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Johnson Central.
Bears driving against the Commanders there in the first quarter, already leading 7-0. And one game involving a Kentucky school in the college ranks, Western Kentucky with the ball in the lead over Louisiana Tech early, 14-7 at just midway through the first quarter. Hope you took the over on that one. My goodness, scoring early in that one. From the 30, first and 10, handoff once again goes to Hunt, the third man through, and he gets down to near the 20-yard line. Don't think he has enough for the first down, but he keeps those legs churning in a gain of 9. Now clock running, 2nd and 1. 36-0, Johnson Central leading. Snap, handoff to Hunt around the edge, across the 15 for a first down, near the 10.
Hunt again on the carry.
New set of chains as Johnson Central looking to extend their lead.
At the Viking 11-yard line, it'll be first and 10, Johnson Central from the Viking 11.
First and 10 from the Viking 11, so there will be a little bit of room for a first down without scoring. Sloan will go under center. Sloan will hand it off. He's going to be tripped up. It was Shepherd.
Ball carried by Johnson Central's number 10, Braden.
Shoes being tackled by John Green.
I was trying to see who that was. Good eyes there. Green, nice play. Gain of 5, 2nd and 5.
Gain of 5 on the play will be 2nd and 5.
Clock rolling 8 minutes. Third quarter. Sloan under center again from the Viking 6. Freshman backup quarterback will take the snap and hand it off to Music, and he goes in untouched right up Broadway. Another touchdown.
Number 16, Barton Music on the carry. Touchdown, Johnson Central.
42-0.
I'm sorry, which Music was it?
Bryson Music.
Yeah.
16, the number for him. Daniel on for the extra point.
Daniel on for the extra point.
Under 7.5 left in this third quarter. Bad snap. Good hold. Kick. Looks like it just barely got over. It did. Nice recovery on the hold, and Johnson Central leads by 43 in full control here on Viking Hill over Round County on WIBY.
Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware has a lot to offer and a little bit of everything. We have ladders for those tall jobs and wheelbarrows for the dirty jobs. Tired of hand driving those nails? We have nail guns to save your thumbs. Drills are pretty much a household tool, and we have those too. We even have siding removal tools and Dremel tools. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Peyton Daniel on the kickoff for Johnson Central. From our left to right, under 6 minutes. Third quarter, 43-0, Golden Eagles in full control. As Daniel boots this one down the middle of the field from the 11-yard line to Sean Watson. Across the 15, and he'll hand it off to Cross. Cross comes across the 30, hit at the 32, as he ran right, handed it off to Cross, who came back to the near sideline. A little trickery on the kickoff there, and Round County will have it across the 30-yard line to start this drive.
Bring the ball out to the 35-yard line.
35-yard line on that return. First and 10 for Round County. Norton in the shotgun will take the snap and pitch to JT Dudd, running right. Judd has it across the 35, across the 40, and a flag coming from the sideline in the area of holding where that's tossed. Would be shocked if this was not a hold against Round County. No, I'm wrong. Excuse me, face mask against Johnson Central. Tack on 15 from the end of the run. That'll take it into Johnson Central territory.
It's going to be a 5-yarder.
Didn't realize there was a 5-yard face mask in high school. I thought they all were 15.
That is good for a first down.
Either way, it's still a first down, just not into Golden Eagle territory. As Norton will take the shotgun snap and hand it off to Judd, running right up the middle. Gets tackled just shy of midfield, right on the top of the Viking logo here at Paul Usley Stadium.
Gain of 3 on the play. We're at 2nd and 7 for the Vikings from the 49-yard line.
So 2nd down from the 49, 7 to go for the first. Under 4 minutes, third quarter, 43-0, Johnson Central with the lead. Norton takes the shotgun snap, passes out in the flat to Owen across midfield, tackled shy of the 45. 3rd down and 2 to go for the 1st down into Golden Eagle territory. Go the Vikings. So the 46-yard line, they need to get to the 44. Norton will be in the shotgun, Judd off his left hip. Pelfrey and Richardson off to the right, Owen out to the left. The snap to Norton, handoff to Judd, and he loses his footing. Runs right, loses his footing right on the Viking head logo, and going to lose yardage back to the 47, excuse me. 4th down and 3, and Round County looks like they are going to go for it here. Third quarter, clock rolling. Direct snap to Judd, going for it on 4th down. He stretches across the 45, and he will get the 1st down.
Down to about the 43.
Drug down there by Johnson Central's Paxton Trimble at the 43, 1st and 10 Round County. Obviously, Round County not going to come back and win this game, but putting together a couple good drives, maybe getting some points for Indy, I think could really be positive moving into the next few weeks.
Need something. Just find a way to get something positive out of this one.
1st and 10 from the 43. They're going to go deep down the near sideline. The ball's underthrown, and Owen turns to try and catch it, but it's underthrown, and the coverage by Trimble makes it near impossible for Owen to get a hand on it. We no doubt know who Round County likes to go for the deep shot with, and that's to Matt Owen.
Yep. So does Johnson Central.
He was double-teamed. 6'2", 200-pound junior Owen. 2nd down from the Golden Eagle 43. 4-down territory almost for certain for Round County. Norton will take the snap. The pitch to Judd, following blockers around the right edge. Cuts back to the left at the original line of scrimmage and maybe gains a yard there as he's swarmed up by a bunch of white jerseys. Under 50 seconds. Third down and 9. Half a minute left in this third quarter as we were rolling right along. Most likely will be the last play of this third quarter. Johnson Central leading 43-0. As Norton in the shotgun. It's a bad snap. Judd ends up picking it up. Spins out of a tackle, and Judd's going to be tackled back in Viking territory. We're going to have fourth down and a long way to go when we come back after this break. All Johnson Central here in Round County as we head to the fourth here on WIVY.
Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Fourth down, 20 to go. Brown County from their own 47. Johnson Central leading 43-0. Norton on the punt. Johnson Central has no one back to return. They are treating this as a 100% a fake, and it is going to be a fake. They're going down the near sideline. Cross makes the catch across the 30, inside the 25 to the 20. What a play. Cameron Cross has great coverage by Johnson Central's Braden Shepherd, and on 4th and 20, Round County goes for it, and what a play. I mean, why not? Why not? In a game that Round County struggled in, that could no doubt play of the game so far. So at the 20 exactly, Norton will take the snap, handoff to Judd. Running right, gains a couple. Second and eight upcoming for the Vikings. We are in the fourth quarter, 43-0. Already 1 minute in to the fourth quarter. Brown County searching to get in the scorebook. Scoring column, whatever you want to call it, on the scoreboard. Norton will take the snap, and it's a reverse handoff to Judd to Richardson. He gets around the left edge. He gets inside the 10, inside the 5, and he's down near the 2-yard line, first and goal, Round County. Norton to Judd, then off to Richardson, coming from the near sideline to the far sideline. 10-10, fourth quarter. Norton jogs into the huddle from the sideline. Norton will go under center. No, scratch that. He'll be spread out wide right. Judd will be the one to take the snap. And a timeout taken. Offside's going to be called. Excuse me, not a timeout. Offside's on Johnson Central, so that'll be half the distance.
Johnson Central. Be half the distance to the goal. Remain first down.
So that's going to be on the one.
On the one is according to Mr. Stacy. 9:15, fourth quarter, Round County looking to get in the end zone. Judd takes the snap. Judd runs right up the middle. A swarm of Johnson Central Golden Eagles there, and he stops short. We'll try it again from the one. .845, fourth quarter, second, we're going to say, and go from the two, looks like they backed it up a touch. Judd will take the direct snap. Judd will hand off to Owen, running around the left edge, and Round County's in the end zone, but we've got a flag on the play. Round County looks like Pelfrey's going to get called for a hold.
Holding against the Vikings.
So wipe the touchdown and back it up. It was right in front of the official on that far sideline. So second down and goal now from the 12.
After the penalty, second and goal to go from the Johnson Central.
So Round County thought they were on the board, but not so fast. Under 8 minutes, fourth quarter. Norton back in the shotgun formation. Takes the snap. Three-step drop. Passes over the middle, and it's going to be over top of everybody. Intended receiver was Owen. That was over top of everyone.
Yeah, that came out of the top of his hand. Maybe a little damp football or whatever like that.
Well, with Round County football playing tonight and off tomorrow, you know what that means people have time for, Randy?
And come to bingo tomorrow night.
Absolutely. The Cave Run Bingo Hall located down in Farmers. If you're heading towards the lake on 60, it's right before you get to the roundabout. On the right there, can't miss it. 7 o'clock is when the show gets rolling, but the door opens well before then. 10 bingo games, pull tabs, both ones you can handle in your hands and virtual ones, and good concession food. And that's Cave Run Bingo Hall. Morehead Optimist Club runs that every Friday and Saturday night. Third and goal from the 12. Snap to Norton. They hand off to Richardson, running around the edge to the near sideline. Has it across the 10, down near the 5, where he'll be dropped down. And fourth and goal upcoming. Approaching midway through the fourth quarter.
Six-yard line, the fourth and goal from the 6 for the Vikings.
They put it down on the 5.
Round County will go for it on fourth and goal from the 5. Ball on that right hash. Norton in the shotgun formation. Hamilton, Jackson Hamilton off his left hip. And Round County has a false start. Right tackle jumps early. That is going to be Tucker Fannin.
Remain fourth down.
Fourth and goal from the 10. Round County just got a fourth and 20 not too long ago, so definitely doable. Norton jogs back to the huddle from the sideline after getting the play call. Well, 5 minutes, clock rolling. Our back judge, Dave Anderson, by no means is keeping a play clock. Or Round County would have got to delay the game as Norton takes the snap and he passes towards the end zone, and it is going to be reeled in by Owen in the corner. Had to wait for the signal from the officials to see if he got a foot down. I think he got 2 feet down as Norton to the near corner. Touchdown Vikings, and they're on the board. 43-6 Johnson Central with the lead still though. Norton with the touchdown pass. Nice catch by Owen.
This was actually a 65-yard drive, but not in the middle of it. There was the fake punt.
And Round County is going to go for two. Jackson Hamilton will take the snap, and it's fumbled. He picks it up, and he's just running away from Golden Eagles at the 20-yard line. Heaves it downfield, finds somebody. That's Birchfield, and he runs in for two. Jackson Hamilton had absolutely nothing. He was back at the 25-yard line, just heaved it up the field, and Birchfield found it and finds 2 points.
With 3 minutes, 50 seconds left.
We'll just keep it right here, under 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Your score, Johnson Central 43, Round County 8.
Little razzle-dazzle.
Yeah, they just didn't quit. And Johnson Central's reserves that were out there, didn't, you know, they sort of gave up on it.
I'm sure Kelly Ford obviously would have loved to have seen that kind of performance earlier in this game, but you got to love when your team's fighting late in the game down like Round County is. Taking a look ahead for Round County and local sports teams. Morehead State football hosting Dayton, 1 o'clock. Game can be heard right here on WIVY with Tom Lewis, Jason Blanton, and Chuck Mraz on the call. Hunter Hurst and myself will be over on the ESPN app and ESPN Plus, bringing that game via the streaming platform. At 7 o'clock on ESPN, University of Kentucky at Georgia. At 7:30, Notre Dame at Louisville. And Randy, 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Yep. We'll be in with Viking Sports Extra. We're actually going to talk, I'm not sure if Coach Stokes is being a part of it. We're going to talk with some folks from Clearfield. I think they're working on getting some, maybe some playground equipment or whatever like that. And we'll probably have football and a few other things.
I got 1 year under my belt at Clearfield. I think that's all they probably wanted of me there. to 8, 2:10 left in this fourth quarter. We've had a running clock all second half. Watson set to kick this one off, and Watson will kick it down the near sideline. That's going to be fielded by Conley at the 32. Conley has it across the 40 to the 45, 50 to the 40 to the 30. Conley drug down from behind by Richardson. And Conley hurt that right leg as he went down, and he's holding that right knee.
Near the Vikings 25-yard line.
Minute 40, clock rolling. And Johnson Central showing some concern, rushing the training staff onto the field. And I mentioned the clock will only stop for a major event, and unfortunately this is one of those events. This looks like a injury.
Yeah,
to Conley.
I've got to go ahead and say one more thing. I'm so proud of my two boys there at Clearfield and, you know, what they accomplished with the accelerated reader program.
Yes. It's a long story.
Yep. But something
we can look back and laugh at now.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's just say that I wasn't the most honest when it came to the accelerated reader program.
I wish you hadn't said that.
Round County, 142 left in this fourth quarter, trailing Johnson Central 43-8. And Gabe Conley needing some serious help from that training staff to get off the field.
Number 9, Gabe Conley picking up on play.
One of the tight ends, a 6'1", 210 sophomore. 7 catches on the season coming into this game. Four touchdowns.
Hate to see a player from either team get hurt in a game this late.
We'll return to play as we first and 10 Johnson Central on the Vikings 26-yard line.
Johnson Central first and 10 when we come back from the Round County 26. After the game, I will jog down to, well, not jog down because there's wet bleachers, but gingerly make it down the steps and chat with Coach Kelly Ford.
You know, I think Coach Ford will appreciate not having to walk up the wet steps.
Absolutely. We may have already spoiled him. He's a big fan of the sideline interview post-game. Under a minute and a half now. Clock rolling. Sloan will go under center. Sloan will take the snap and will hand it off to the third man. And he gets stuffed at the line. That is going to be Carter Hunt. 1 minute left here in this fourth quarter. 1 yard loss on the play, second and 11. Looks like Johnson Central will have to run one more play, and this game will go final. Johnson Central's going to head up to the line. Sloan going to go under center. Fullback and two running backs behind him. He will hand it off to the second man through running back. That is Hunt. And that is going to do it from here.
Nice tackle there. 45,
Paige Long, who led the tackle.
Jesse Kruger on the stop. And that's going to be your final score as Johnson Central making their way across the field. 43-8. All Golden Eagles victorious here on a Thursday night contest against Round County. We'll send it back to Owen at the station and come back, give some stats, go over this one and chat with head coach Kelly Ford. Round County drops the tough one to Johnson Central, 43-8 here on WIBY.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Summertime and the living is easy here off the beaten path in and around Moorhead and Round County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and take your pick of outdoor music or indoor folk art or fishing or hiking or water sports or whatever floats your boat here where the bluegrass meets the mountains in the foothills of the Daniel Boone National Forest. We're off the beaten path, but easy to find. Just follow the fun.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber!
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
Well, back we are here at Viking Field, Paul Ousley Stadium. Round County gets a fourth quarter touchdown. And the final margin in this one is Johnson Central 43, Round County 8. Johnson Central 36-0 at the half. They scored a
touchdown in the third quarter on Bryson Music's six-yard run. And Round County finally got on the board with 4:44 to go. Madden Owen caught a 10-yard pass from Abram Norton, and then Hamilton to Birchfield on the two-point conversion, and that was it. Our St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game will go to Madden Owen. He's always double covered and like that, and managed to get a score in this one. And so that's who we go with, Madden Owen. Johnson Central. Johnson Central goes to 5-3 on the season, 2-0 in the district. Round County drops to 1-6 and 0-2 in the district. Johnson Central will be on the road at Greenup County next week. Round County will be right here back at home, final home game of the season against Boyd County at 7:30. We'll continue our post-game show after this on WIVY.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morning, noon, and bite. It's buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's. Choose from a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, and hash browns. For lunch, enjoy a McDouble, McChicken, six-piece chicken McNuggets, and more. Buy one, get one for a dollar. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Valid for product of equal or lesser value, cannot be combined with any other offer.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree Cards, Yankee Candles, Leaded Crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Well, we do have Jared Stacy ready with Coach Kelly Ford down on the sidelines.
Here on the sideline with Coach Ford and Coach, this Johnson Central squad, not just a great team, but a great program, top 10 team in the state. You knew that they were going to be a tough matchup, and they really showed with the running game a lot of control in the first half. Your thoughts overall on the first half and the whole game as a whole?
Well, first of all, I mean, credit to them. I mean, they bigger, stronger, and faster. You know, they got a great program over a great tradition. You know, our biggest thing was we was hoping to come in and match their physicality. We did not do that. We didn't have a lot of energy tonight that, you know, that helped us through this game, that we had the same energy up in Ashland. But overall, I mean, special teams game was really, really bad tonight. I mean, we you know, defense, you said defense give a lot of points, but that's all on our special teams. You know, we got to get better in that category with the bad snap. We had a block punt. You know, those things right there that, you know, put your backs on the wall. And, you know, it's, you know, when you're playing a top 10 team, I mean, that's what happens to you.
Madden Owen with a really nice catch, and it seems that you all really have pinpointed him as the go-to downfield target on the offensive side of things.
Yeah, I mean, every day Madden's learning, and you know, he has turned himself into a really good football player. You know, he's got dreams of playing on Saturday. you know, he works really hard, and he's a kid that, you know, outside of football, most of the time you find him in the weight room doing something, always doing something extra to help his game. So at the end of the day, I mean, we've got several of those guys on the team that, it's gonna get better, but, you know, right now we're just, you know, trying to hang on, glad tonight we came injury free, get ourselves ready for single week next week, with Boyd, and, then we come back with Greenup. So we got two more of these district games that we're gonna try to get.
Still three more games ahead of you. What's the message that you have to relay to this team? That way you make sure that they stay fully invested, fully focused, because you still have a lot to play for with three games left.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the number one thing is, you know, our team morale. I mean, it's still really good. I mean, we had a great week of preparation. I mean, we had, you know, it was fall break, and, you know, we had a lot of kids that, you know, usually on fall break, you kind of struggle the ones, but, you know, we had a, you know, most of our guys at practice this week, and, you know, we just got to keep grinding, man. I mean, football's a grind. I mean, anything can flip at any time. Our message is, you know, keep playing hard, keep having fun, and, you know, enjoy and finish out the season right.
Coach, I know these interviews are never the most enjoyable after a tough loss against a tough team, but thanks to you, and good luck next three games, and I know those Vikings will give it everything they have.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our team, I mean, I love my team. I love my kids, and, you know, that will never change. These kids, they come, and they work hard every day. I mean, they come to practice, they show up, they go through their same routines, and, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, we're you know, our program is still pretty solid, You know, you're sitting 1-6, 1-7. You know, you get. But our kids got a lot of pride. There's a lot of, you know, pride and with our team, and, you know, we'll keep grinding at it. And, you know, exactly. I mean, one day we'll, you know, hopefully the tide will flip. You know, we still love guys. I mean, it's fall break. I mean, still had a great crowd here tonight. You know, even with the rain out. So, at the end of the day, I mean, we're pretty excited, and we'll still keep working and grinding.
Thanks, Coach. Back upstairs.
All right, that's going to wrap things up. Thanks to Coach Kelly Ford for doing the sideline interview. I want to thank Scott Ratliff from Johnson Central for his help in preparing for the game. Thanks to folks at Round County. Again, next Friday will be a big night. It'll be senior night and the final home game of the season. Tonight it belonged to Johnson Central. Johnson Central 43, Round County 8, Johnson Central 5-3. Now, overall 2-0 in the district, Round County 1-6 and 0-2. Thanks to Owen Mundy on studio controls. We're going to leave you for my partner, Jared Stacy. I'm Randy Stacy. Final score once again, Johnson Central 43, Round County 8. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County High School Football on the voice of the Vikings, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pond, Cave Run Pharmacy, the Citizens Bank of Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books, The Fuzzy Duck, Caskey's Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, First National Bank, Holbrook Drugs, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Healy Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs Agent, St. Clair Regional Medical Center, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Viking football on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Now more 24/7 fun on WIVY.